I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. A few days before the start of Hanukkah, a small group gathered on a street corner in downtown Whitefish.
Okay. Can I take a few just to go pass out and tell me where I should go?
They're holding stacks of paper menorahs. Joan Vetter Ehrenberg, a volunteer for Love Lives Here, a branch of the Montana Human Rights Network, reads an explanation from the back of the menorah.
Obviously, in response to the recent anti-Semitic targeting of our local friends and neighbors in Whitefish, Love Live Here invites every house in the valley to hang a menorah in their window during Hanukkah.
It's been 2 weeks since a neo-Nazi website posted photos and contact information for several Jewish people in Whitefish and encouraged online harassment. Three families in town and a dozen businesses were targeted. Vetter Ehrenberg explains the paper menorahs are a show of solidarity.
What we're doing now is important, is community. So it's going to take a while for us to get our message through to folks. And so, you know, understand that it's small steps of kindness and action that accumulate towards something that will make a difference.
Vetter Ehrenberg hands out the paper menorahs, and a half dozen volunteers disperse to deliver them around town.
And it's a beautiful, chilly evening to spread some love around Whitefish.
Diane Grove has lived here for almost 50 years, long enough, she says, to know the character of the town.
You know, it's always been a community that has worked together and helped one another. You know, that's why this seems so strange that there's somebody here that would divide.
Grove walks up to each house on Columbia Avenue, sliding a paper menorah in the doorframe. A few mornings later, paper menorahs peek from half the windows in downtown neighborhoods. It's a small thing, but for people who celebrate Hanukkah every year as part of their Jewish faith, seeing menorahs in their neighbors' windows means a lot.
I'm actually more inspired to celebrate the holiday now because of everything going on. You know, like, put out the menorah, put up the lights. I even have a Christmas tree.
This is a member of one of the Flathead Valley's 100 or so Jewish families. She asked me not to use her name because she doesn't want to risk getting targeted for online harassment, adding she feels like she already has.
If you're from the human race and somebody gets targeted, then everybody gets targeted. I'm seeing this community really pull it together, really step forward. I mean, I've always seen that here. It's been one of the things that have been so enjoyable about living in Whitefish is the people that live here and the people that come here.
She says the people fanning the anti-Semitic flames are playing to our base nature.
We all have a low nature. We all have a high nature. Some of us live more in the low nature. Some of us live more in the high, and some of us flip in between. The tendency of the mind is to divide, is to separate. And we all have to work with our mind and practice, because it is practice, aiming towards harmonizing and uniting versus dividing. Dividing's a tendency. It's always been there. And our work as human beings is to work towards the higher.
She says it's fitting that Christmas and Hanukkah arrived at the same time this year.
I symbolically look at that and take that as information, you know, that we're meant to step into more unity, not division.
On the third night of Hanukkah, Monday, Hillary Shaw leads her family and some friends as they light the candles on her family's three menorahs in their home in Whitefish.
My favorite part of Hanukkah is lighting the candles together as a family, standing around the light and singing and thinking about my family members who are far away and creating that tradition of light with my daughter and my husband.
She says this year, she's thinking about part of the Hanukkah story that's not often told. The traditional story is that after a long war, when the Jews reclaimed Jerusalem from the Greek Empire, they set about cleansing the Second Temple so they could again practice their faith. Part of that meant burning sacred oil constantly. They only had enough for one night, but miraculously, the oil burned for 8 days. This is why Hanukkah is sometimes called the celebration of light. But that's only part of the story, Shaw says, and it's only the nice part. She says this story leaves out the bloody war and the sometimes shameful things the Jewish army did to reclaim their land and traditions.
To me, this is kind of a lost opportunity because we could be having conversations about what the war was like and what mistakes were made and who do we want to be in our own resistance and in our protest, and when we're fighting for our freedom, how do we treat the freedom of others? These are all conversations that are now missing, which are very relevant to us now as we figure out how we want to oppose and speak out against voices of white supremacy and anti-Semitism and bigotry and hatred. This story could serve as a reminder that we need to hold on to the light.
Shaw says she sees people in Whitefish having those conversations now.
It's like resistance. Really. And I don't mean in the protest sort. I mean literally resisting forces of hatred and sadness and responding with compassion.
Shaw says in its own way, using her real name in this interview is part of that. Her grandfather, who was a Holocaust survivor, used to warn her to shy away from direct actions like this. But Shaw chooses not to.
I live in a different world where I don't have to lay low. I can choose to, but I don't have to. I have a community that stands up for me and surrounds me in love. I have law enforcement, and I have all sorts of institutions and structures in place that make it safe for me to speak out. And I'm very grateful for that. And that's not lost on me for a moment throughout this whole process.
In an unusual move Tuesday, several of Montana's top elected leaders issued a joint statement condemning the recent anti-Semitic harassment. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines, Representative Ryan Zinke, Governor Steve Bullock, and Attorney General Tim Fox penned the bipartisan open letter. Senator Daines said,
"I stand with leaders of Montana to say to those few who seek to publicize anti-Semitic views that they shall find no safe haven in Montana. Any demonstration or threat of intimidation against any Montanan's religious liberty will not be tolerated."
Later on Tuesday, the Tribal Council of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes issued a statement commending the leadership in their opposition of hatred and bigotry and joined them in sending, quote, "a clear message that ignorance, hatred, and threats of violence are unacceptable and have no place in the town of Whitefish or in any community in Montana or across this nation." Hanukkah lasts this year from December 24th through January 1st. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.